Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, I am about to go off. You do not want to miss this episode, but let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, I gotta be straight up honest. This morning I saw something that made my blood want to boil. So I was scrolling Facebook and I saw someone who I know is someone with a beautiful heart, puts her best efforts out there. She's growing as a marketer, as an entrepreneur. She's newer to this space still. I saw her posting a status where she was stacking her wins. And there were several people who left downright toxic comments that were, I'm not going to lie, bullying her. And I wanted to record this podcast because I feel like there's two groups of people who need to hear this. Number one, if you are someone who is, I guess, I don't know, feeling good about yourself for mocking or shutting down new entrepreneurs and marketers, then this podcast episode is for you. And if you're someone who's experienced a lot of hate or criticism on your posts or on your marketing, this episode is for you. So first and foremost, I have for a long time felt very protective of new entrepreneurs and marketers. And part of the reason is because I think about like in school and how when someone's in elementary school, you would never be like, oh, you stupid idiot. You don't know what trigonometry is. Yeah, you're never going to make it. You might as well just give up. You would never look at a third grader and say, oh, you're not familiar with the Socratic method, idiot. Like, you must be on the wrong path. You might as well give up now. And it just, when I saw this post today, there was literally someone who was saying, you should probably find a new career. And so I wanted to share first and foremost, if you are someone who leaves those kinds of comments on someone else's statuses, then you know what? That is wrong. And you need to start thinking about when your poop still stunk, because maybe yours doesn't anymore, but at the same time, I'm willing to bet it does. You're not perfect. And the fact that you leave comments on someone else's stuff is actually a much bigger reflection of you and your own frustration with where you're at. People who are actually confident in themselves do not need to tear others down in order to build themselves up. And so I see that as a really juvenile thing. And the moment I see someone leaving a bullying or super harshly critical comment on another person's status, I'm like, wow, that's a reflection of their own beliefs of where they're at. But if you're doing that, just honestly, knock it off. Like, that's straight up what I have to say. But if you're someone who is listening to this episode and you're like, I've experienced that quite a bit, I want to remind you of what I just said. When someone leaves a hateful comment or something where they're trying to point out all of your flaws, it's not a reflection of who you are, what you've done, if you're doing great or not. If anything, what I like to do with those types of comments, I don't completely ignore them, but I'll definitely respond sometimes. But I like to instead say, like, is there any truth in this? For example, if they're saying, you know, I didn't document my case study well enough, is there truth in that? Could I have documented it better? And if there isn't truth in that, based on where I'm at, the skills that I have, the resources and tools I have available to me today, the opportunities I have, then I'll keep that in mind for later on. But I let all of their snarkiness or criticism go by the wayside, because here's the thing. There are very few people who I allow to give serious, true feedback in my life. For me, the very first one is God, and that's pretty simple. Don't need to dive deep into there. My husband has really strong input into my life, and I take his viewpoints and listen to them and respect them. And we walk side by side in this journey. So I know if he's going to share something with me, it's because he really, really cares about me. And then I have a few chosen mentors, and those are people that I listen to. As much as I love even like my family and my best friends, I don't always ask for their opinions because they're not walking the same journey as I am, and they haven't walked further ahead than I do. Gotta go outside because it's a little loud inside. I'm in McAllen, Texas, and so it gets kind of loud in this house with my sister and her family. But I want to remind you to know where you can take criticism from. There's a great episode of I think it's America's Got Talent, and you can actually watch it on YouTube. So many of us are familiar with Lindsey Stirling, the like dancer violinist, and I highly recommend that everyone watches that her audition for America's Got Talent, because she was completely shut down, and literally they were like, you're not good enough, you're too sloppy, you'll never make it, you will never be able to fill out an arena. And I recently had this year the privilege of hearing her speak at Funnel Hacking Live after she gave an incredible performance, and she shared why that was some of the best advice she got. Her outlook on that crazy experience where Simon Cowell is like basically tearing apart her dreams on national television, her takeaway from that was, he was right, I wasn't good enough, but he was missing a word, and that was yet. And now today she fills out stadiums and arenas and all of this. It's like mind-blowing to me how that works, how she literally just added one word onto the sentence and turned it into not yet. And so what she did is similar to the process I just explained on this episode. Basically, she looked and saw if there was any truth in the feedback, and then threw the rest by the wayside. When Simon said, I suggest you give this up, you're never going to fill arenas, she chose not to take that feedback as truth, because it was her dream. He wasn't there. He wasn't going to be the one making sure that she practiced and got better. He wasn't the one who was going to live with this passion every single day. And he wasn't a trusted mentor or advisor to her on the journey. However, she, I guess, ate the criticism, spit out the bones, and then ended up becoming internationally really successful. So I know there are some people who needed to hear this today. I wanted to share this with you. I might get some criticism on this episode, and I really don't care, because I will always stand up for people who are on their journey and learning. I think that it's an important part of the journey to learn and grow and do the best we can with the skills and tools and resources we have today. However, it doesn't mean we ever want to be complacent. We can continue to grow. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.